I don't make New Year's resolutions. So for 2011, my resolution is to continue not to make resolutions. But in 2011, there are a few things I will try and continue to adhere to anyway that I'm already doing. This will be my third year living in the UK as an adult, including the 3 years I lived in the UK as a child. That will make six altogether. After I moved to the UK in 2008 from Toronto, I faced a real conundrum. There are so many places, spaces, plays, and exhibitions to see that I at times felt overwhelmed by the options, torn between doing domestic daily routine chores or going out to explore. It may sound odd, but I came up with guidelines for myself so I wouldn't miss out on opportunities to see and do new things, but at the same time, not do things at a frenetic pace. I decided I would do one new thing a week, see one play, and watch 4 films a month, either at the cinema or on DVD. I launched this plan in February 2009, and it has gone quite well, although my theater going dropped off in the second half of 2010 due to out-of-town visitors and travel. I think I'll continue to keep these as goals for this year. But I'd also like to do more novels, do more crafts, or at least complete some of the craft projects I have underway now, and find out a lot more about the River Thames. I'm heading towards 2011 feeling a bit tired but refreshed after 3 weeks of holiday and another one ahead. I started a new job at the Thomson Reuters Foundation as production editor in September, after almost 6 years working as an editor and producer with the Reuters consumer websites in the Toronto and London bureaus. Working on the AlertNet and TrustLaw websites is proving to be both challenging and interesting. So I am looking forward to 2011 providing a lot of new fulfilling opportunities at work and in terms of travel and exploration in the UK.